From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Just look around. Just look at this group of people. Just take in how much of a mix of people make up amateur radio. The range of ages and training, experience and health, and even country of origin. What a great collection of people we are. I reckon that we're a cross-section of what it is to be Australian, and yet we manage to have great gaps in the mix too. Certain age groups seems to miss out joining, and we've always been a bit short of female members. However, the great thing is, we meet as equals, as fellow hams, and whether in person or during contacts, we meet on a first-name basis. It's from this sense of equality that we need to think about our reactions to what our fellow operators do. We tend to take our cues from those around us and our own experiences. If we've had someone suffer an injury and we've been able to see what it has done to them, that tends to stay with us, and we understand when we have, or someone else, goes through the same thing. With our diverse friends in the radio world, we may never meet them face to face, or might catch up with them at club functions, but we often don't have direct experience of their lives. Sometimes we all get on each other's wick and need to be cut a bit of slack. This is what we should try to do when somebody does something on air that annoys us. Often the best cure is just to leave, change frequency or band, and give that operator the same space you would give a family member or friend. Courtesy and consideration are the signs of a good operator, and that should extend to off-air reflections as well. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.